And the news is, the great news is for the weekend, zombies in fact make great dinner guests. So
it's a big relief.
Yeah. What do you have for the website of the day?
Well, I think we've all been overachieving lately, and that's not acceptable. And so this is the online school of disimprovement.
Yeah.
So the whole premise of this is that it's courses for people who've already achieved too much in their lives and who want to avoid achievement in the future. So they say, enroll today to ensure that you can re-establish your credentials as an underachiever. Unstriving will soon become your way of life, and you'll be exhibiting the unsatisfactory standards of performance and behaviour that you seek.
How to get back to laziness?
Yeah, well, laziness, just one of the many, many courses on offer at the School of Disimprovement.
Is this something you should be promoting, though, on national radio?
Yeah,
well, seriously, serious question. Should you be promoting this kind of behaviour? It's not good for one's career path, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't be bothered to answer that.
No, you see,
I've already been enrolling in the Department of Apathy.
Yeah.
And there are five or six courses at the Department of Apathy, including indifference, inertia, absent-mindedness, oblivion, fatalism, defeatism.
Yeah.
Then I thought that maybe next semester I could take part in one of the courses on offer from the Department of Procrastination, which includes indecision, tardiness, hesitation, sloth, indolence.
Sloth is a great word.
Yeah. But in fact, when I went to find out more about the course in indifference, they said they really don't care if anybody's interested in the course or not, and they certainly aren't, so they probably won't run it. And so this is the kind of thing that you can find out about.
I quite like this attitude, really. I shouldn't say that, obviously, but it's okay, this.
I did a whole thing the other day where I went into a shop, it's a DIY shop, on Queensway.
Mm.
I won't say which one, because there's loads of them up there, and I said, do you have that stuff, you know, that you put on the doors when your draft excluder breaks away? It's like cement, and it's like glue together, and you mix it up. And then there was a long gap, and the person behind the counter went, no. And I waited for this person to say something else. Nothing else was forthcoming. That would be a person that's been onto this site.
You'd probably find that that person, two or three years ago, company director, very successful, very customer service focused,
yeah,
spent a little while at the online school of disimprovement, and look at the results.
Yeah. So how do we get there, Miles?
I think you should follow the link from the Radio 2 site, which is at bbc.co.uk/radio2.
I mean, I did a whole thing about exactly what I was after. I was very nice, very upbeat, and this person
just... bugging you slightly, isn't it?
Well, it was a few Saturdays ago, and this person just went, no. And then they all went quiet, and there was no follow-up.
He probably had a degree or a diploma in non-helpful communication.
I don't know what it was.